Chapter 10. Engage in the world without losing yourself. We live in the world with all its expectations, demands, and we have to weave our way through it. We learn to manage our lives and stay true to who we are as women. We can't hide our heads in the sand and pretend that it's not real because we know that it is. It is important to have knowledge to know what's going on around us, know the score, so to speak, because once we know what we're dealing with, we can choose what to do about it. Life is all about choices. We make them consciously or subconsciously, all day, every day. We began our journey talking about who we are as women, believing in yourself and in your self-worth. In order to navigate through the muddled waters, we need to be secure in who we are as a child of God, believe in our gifts, and enjoy the journey. The entire body of the book thus far has been on a mental, spiritual, and emotional level. We're going to switch gears here to talk about the physical side. I will admit that when I'm dressed as in my high heels, a good-looking outfit, makeup on, hairstyled, and my nails manicured, I feel better. It doesn't mean that I'm a better person or I have more worth, etc., but I feel better, more ready to meet the day. In the interviews that I held, many of the women said the same thing. A couple even said they only feel feminine when they wear a dress or a skirt. I love to wear dresses and skirt, but I feel just as great in a great pair of slacks. For me, it's actually the shoes that make the difference. To each your own, and as my son would say, it's all good. Let's talk about today's world. Here are a couple of thoughts for you, and I'm not saying it's fair, but it is true. As women, it's important to be aware of our world. Certainly, too much focus on our bodies, weight, shape may be unhealthy. Here's my disclaimer. We are all living in a world that puts way too much focus on being skinny, young, and sexy. I want to pause and reach out to those of you who may be struggling with severe eating disorders, self-esteem, depression, and beg you to get help. You are so worth it. You deserve to be happy. You may be in the depths so deep that you can't choose by yourself. That's when you choose help. I know that sometimes you just can't do it all by yourself. Even so, dear friends, please reach out for help. It isn't easy, but I know you can do it. I watch my own daughter struggle with this, and I know that there are some times that are harder than others. There are tools to help you manage this part of your life. In the next few paragraphs, I'm going to talk about the practical tips of looking better and understanding our physical traits, not dieting and getting skinny. Like most things, it's about balance. It is information about living in this world and bringing out your best, especially in the workplace. As women, how we feel about how we look truly affects our confidence. Your inner feelings about who you are and your faith walk will make the biggest difference. This is just a little FYI. Accentuate the positive. Ever heard of that song? It was sung by Bing Crosby, and it goes like this. You've got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with nothing in between. Now, we can't always eliminate the negative in regards to our bodies or our looks, but we can certainly accentuate the positive. You made a list before with some of your positive physical traits. Let's go back and take a look at this list. Eyes, hair, smile, body, legs, etc. Let's move forward on that. Practical tips. Makeup. Women who wear makeup earn 20% more than women who don't. In an article in the New York Times Fashion and Style section, it says, "Want more respect, trust, and affection from your coworkers? Wearing makeup, not gobs like Gaga, conspicuous makeup, apparently can help. It increases people's perception of a woman's likability, her competence, and, provided she doesn't overdo it, her trustworthiness, according to the new study which confirmed what is obvious, cosmetics boost a woman's attractiveness. It has long been known that the symmetrical faces are considered to be more comely, and that people assume that handsome folks are intelligent and good. There is also some evidence that women feel more confident when wearing makeup, a kind of placebo effect. And Nancy Etcoff, the study's lead author and assistant clinical professor of psychology at Harvard University, says, yes, scholars there study eyeshadow as well as stem cells. But no research till now has given makeup credit for people inferring that a woman was capable, reliable, and amiable. It goes on to say, just as boardroom attire differs from what you would wear to a nightclub, so makeup can be chosen strategically depending on the agenda. There are times when you want to have a more powerful, I'm in charge here, kind of impression, and women shouldn't be afraid to do that. Dr. Vickery, whose PhD is in chemistry, added that cosmetics can significantly change how people see you, how smart people think you are on a first impression, or how warm and approachable, and that look is completely within a woman's control when there are so many things you cannot control. Bobby Brown, the founder of their namesake cosmetics line, suggested that focusing on others' perceptions misses the point of what makes makeup powerful. We are able to transform ourselves, not only how we are perceived, but how we feel, she said. Like any other thing that society rewards, people will take advantage of it. He said of makeup benefits, I'm an economist, so I say why not? I wish society didn't reward this. I think we'd be a fairer world if beauty were not rewarded, but it is. So let me ask you, what is the point here? We don't want to be a man. We can learn new tools to make a bigger difference in today's workplace and stay feminine. It may upset you. You may think it's unfair. True, but it is today's reality. The truth is you don't have to change. You might wear makeup to work and then go home and take it off. It's your choice to accept or reject the information. Keep in mind, knowledge can be power. Hair. Your haircut and style makes a huge difference in how you feel. I wish I had Farrah Fawcett hair. Do you younger ladies even know who that is? Jennifer Lopez, fabulous hair, or my daughter's beautiful, thick, long red hair. But I don't have it. I have thin, baby fine hair, and it takes a lot of product to make it look good. Thank goodness for mousse and gel and hairspray. My hairstylist, Melissa, has quite a time, as I have about 5 calyx that she has to work around. When was the last time somebody complimented you on your hair? If it's been over 2 weeks, you need to do something about it. If it's been a couple of months, run to the nearest salon. Don't be afraid to reach out and get some advice. Find a stylist that knows how to work on your hair, thin, thick, or fine. I always ask for a specialist who works with fine, thin hair. Find someone who's a specialist with your type of hair. See someone whose hair you love. Ask them who they go to. The cut is so important. It needs to be right for your face shape. Like you, I've tried long, which doesn't work for me, short, medium. Find what is right for you. By the way, pulling long hair back into a ponytail all the time is not really a style. You may need to color your hair. My hair is gray, coming in so sporadically that having my natural color isn't an option, or rather, I choose for it not to be an option. For many years, I colored my hair myself, and there are great products out there that can save you money. Again, I want to emphasize here, I'm sharing this all with you because it affects how you feel about yourself. It feels good to get a compliment. What a great haircut. You look so nice. Love your hair. Something to think about. Dressing for you, work and leisure. How you dress in the workplace and in social gatherings also makes a difference. You can wear a power suit. That's great. Keep in mind that it's using your feminine power, not being a man. This may be where you will need to get some thought onto what you really believe. Do you believe, for instance, I have to be rough and coarse to make it in business? I have to dress like a man? I have to keep my mouth shut? I have to talk like a man, in general, meaning more crude? My boss won't listen to me. I have to wear low-cut clothes to get attention. These are all myths. Even though there are men who want to treat you that way, you don't have to give in to it. Be confident in who you are as a woman. What are your features? Being fully feminine means to take advantage of the gifts God has given you. Accent your best characteristics. Learn new things about how to dress, how to pick out a wardrobe, how to be soft without being sexy. There are times when you want to be sexy, and that's great. You can be sexy without being risque or seductive. There are ways to learn these things. Do you know someone that you admire for how they dress? Ask them. You can hire wardrobe consultants. There are many stores that have very smart and capable employees that will help you find the right style and the fit that works for you. I often wear loose, soft, flowing dusters over my pants. This style works great for me as it covers my thick waistline and hips. Normally, I wear black as my blouse and my pants, underneath the duster or a jacket. But what's most important is having the same color, called the column effect. It gives an overall long, thin look that I like, and then I add high heels. So when I walk in a room, I feel like I'm tall and thin, even though I'm only 5'4". What works for you? If you don't know already, reach out and find the answers, get some advice, and begin making that change. You will feel better about you. You'll be more comfortable in social situations and work. Based on your body shape and size, what should you wear? Short jacket or long? Knee-length skirt or below the knee or ankle length? V-neck or round neck? Short sleeve, long, or three quarters? Big, small, or no pattern in your clothes? White or beige? Bright colors, pale, or neutral? For me, I need a long jacket, soft and not boxy. Knee-length skirt as my legs are short, and calf length makes me look shorter. I really need a three-quarter sleeve, or I push my sleeves up to look like three quarters. Giss gives the illusion of being taller. Soft pattern or no pattern is better, although if one solid color is under, I can wear some pattern in a soft overblouse or duster, but I have to have the solid top and bottom for the slim look. I wear colors as accents rather than a whole outfit of bright pink, etc. Also, I wear jewelry to bring the eye up to my face and not to my waist or my behind. Example, big earrings. Make the most of what you've got. Take a look at your physical body, and if you really don't know, find someone to help you that you can trust. What shape are you? This is not to be critical, just honest. Are you tall and lean, pear-shaped, small hips, big hips? There are special tips for all shapes and sizes that you might be amazed at what little tricks you can do to make you feel and look better. These are all things you can learn about yourself quickly, and you can begin to feel more confident. Accessories, when used well, can make a huge difference. For instance, jewelry, belts, earrings, or a soft scarf. You are a total package. Your body, heart, humor, intelligence, love, confidence are all part of being a female, feeling like a lady, being a woman. Knowing yourself and learning new ways to enhance your attributes can be fun. I predict that you'll feel better, have a lighter spirit, and begin to walk with more confidence. Confidence is really the key to being appreciated, accepted, taken seriously, and respected. It starts inside of you.